Basil Reed CEO Katushero Mapasa expects his company to become somewhat of a phoenix, hoping that the construction group will emerge from voluntary business rescue by the end of this year. That's after over 2 years of being in the process. K2 joins us now with more on where the process is at and what direction the business will be taking moving forward. Thanks so much, K2, for your time this evening. So this is a company that's felt the burden of slow growth and slow infrastructure spend and development pre-COVID. COVID-19, 2 years later, you're still amidst this business rescue process. Why should we believe that this is a business that can be saved?
So thank you so much, Alicia, and good evening to your viewers. Right from the bat, I think, you know, the story of a rising phoenix is probably a misnomer in our case. Basil Reed, just to give you a bit of background, is got three businesses. So the business that's in rescue is our construction business, mm-hmm. but we've got two other businesses that have been successful in the past and throughout the business rescue process of the construction business. And that is the mining services business and the mixed use housing property development. Those businesses are still successful and sustainable. What we had to do in business rescue was to deal with the issues that were causing financial distress, which was primarily the fact that we were involved in some 27 contracts, construction contracts, that were underwater, as it were. And business rescue has enabled us to deal with those contracts. As we speak today, we've got three contracts that are left.
Okay. The only way, however, at the end of it all, that you come out of business rescue is if you pay the post-business rescue commencement finance the company raised and concurrent creditors as well. So how soon before you make good with your creditors, both post and pre-business rescue? And are you having to explore funding options to do that? Or do the two divisions that are being held in good stead right now offsetting that pressure?
So, the source of the funding to effect the rescue, obviously, as you say, we received some post-commencement finance. It was a number just below 300 million 2 years ago. We are sitting at a number that is less than 170 at the moment. So we've been able to repay some of the post-commencement finance through some of the claims, construction claims that were sitting in our books, which is very typical of any construction company that is active in this market in South Africa.
Okay, so that's where things stand right now. The assumption still is you're going to probably come back a very different animal, K2, if you are going to see things work your way. What kind of business are we looking at right now? Does construction get stripped out entirely and Basil Reed come back in a different form?
As I said earlier, I think we have two other businesses that have been traditionally successful. And part of the business rescue plan was to protect and preserve value in those businesses. When it comes to a construction business, we have to learn the lessons as to why we ended up in financial distress in the first place. I've spoken to you 2 years ago about how we were undercutting each other in the construction industry to try and price work and win work below margins, as it were. So that culture, that practice, it's something that we've had to deal with in the last 2 years. The issue of actually matching expenditure with revenue and having projects that are self-funding in that sense, that's the new Basil Reed that we're talking about.
Okay, so it's a Basil Reed that does construction differently. How does it change, especially considering the economic climate where we're in right now, K2, where there is going to be a lot of competition for any business that does come through in what is a very strained economy?
I think, part of it is that, if you go back a decade, just before the World Cup in South Africa, I think there was a lot of capacity built up by the construction companies in the past. When that capacity or the demand for construction tailed off post 2010, we never made an adjustment in our own capacity internally to be able to withstand the market that was prevailing at that time. So it was easier for us, and in hindsight, it was a mistake in our company that we continued to bid for work and winning work below margins, in that we were actually loss-making in those contracts. So in the future, and we took this decision as the board about 3 years ago, to say we do not actually price work below margins. If you can't recover the overhead costs at a minimum, you might as well not even bid for that particular work.
Okay.
So, we're not uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Not winning additional work. We will win those projects that fit our criteria, as it were.
Okay, so if that price incentive isn't there to the extent that it was in the past, how much risk are you pricing in? You've got to be pricing in quite a bit of reputational risk at this stage, Kay, to hampering the kind of business that you do win.
So, you know, in the last 2 years, we've actually gotten very close to our various clients in construction, as it were. I can tell you categorically, most of the clients tell us there is no reputational damage for Basel Re in terms of the ability to deliver quality construction, civil engineering work. And dare I say, you know, in the property development projects that we're involved in, there is construction work that is there as well. So we haven't lost the ability and the capability and the reputation of being able to deliver that infrastructure. What we need to be better at is being very good business people in terms of, you know, financially sustainable contracts.
How long before, K2, we see a financially sustainable business back in the market?
So, I mean, that is very uncertain. And the reason why I'm saying it's uncertain, it's dependent or contingent on us actually bringing in the construction claims,
mm-hmm.
That is in the hundreds of millions in terms of that process. And that process, we do report that is actually, it's protracted process. You know, before we went into business rescue, we were looking to come good on those claims, you know, and it's been very, very difficult. But what we've done slightly different now in business rescue, we've started the process of being litigious, taking some of our clients who haven't been paying us to court, for example.
Okay.
So I don't have a direct answer to say this is the milestone that you're looking at, but from where I'm sitting at the moment, 2 years ago, we are in a much better position in terms of those claims actually coming through.
K2, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Basel Reed CEO K2 Mapasa.